I played baseball. And as we all know, baseball is a game of failure. If you fail 70% of the time, you're going to the Hall of Fame in baseball. So you have to have a Fido attitude. Because if you go your first at bat and you strike out, which I've struck out a lot, and you're done mentally, that's not successful. Essentially, the team needs you in the seventh inning. They need you in the ninth inning crunch time. So you've got to have that mental toughness. And I just call it happy meat.
To Beyond the Ball Podcast.
What's going on, ballers? And welcome to another episode of the Beyond the Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and I'm excited today for today's guest. He's definitely going to bring the thunder for us. There's no doubt about it there. Just really quick before we even dive in, I want to let you all know the premise of Beyond the Ball. So the premise is ultimately to focus on stories, strategies, and successes to help student athletes succeed beyond their degree. So as we talk about these things and as we dive in with various guests and cover different topics, I want to just always remind you all to be sure that you subscribe wherever you're streaming, or if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe so you get exclusive videos, exclusive content and everything like that, all things Beyond the Ball. So without further ado, now I want to go ahead and get ready to bring out today's guest. And today's guest, he's the founder and he's the CEO of Larry Long Jr. LLC. He got the enterprises going over there. He brings the motivation. He gets your team together. He helps your staff really grow, really groove, and really move. So without further ado, Mr. Larry Long Jr., come on out, sir. How we doing?
Uh-oh. I'm batting leadoff. I'm feeling good. Beyond the Ball. I appreciate it, Jonathan. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. Just really passionate about helping student athletes with that next chapter, life after sports. So thank you.
Definitely, Larry. Man, I see you have the bat. Where did you get this bat from, man? Talk to me.
Funny story. A company I worked for, Pendo, the team got it for me. So they got it engraved, Coach Long, Team Fido. Fido, it's not my dog's name, but that's my team's name. That stands for F it, forget about it, drive on. When we get hit with obstacles, I need people that'll forget about it and drive on over it, under it, around it. And if you have to right through it, you'll see that by hook or by crook. And then what you talking about, Willis, those are just some Larry-isms that my team makes me say by some of the things they do.
Well, how do you develop a mindset like that, Larry? Because you have to unpack that, because it's easy for a problem to come, because problems come for all of us, right? Problems are normal, if we will. And understanding that they're normal, how do you take on that Fido attitude? How is that developed?
Yeah, well, I played baseball. And as we all know, baseball is a game of failure. If you fail 70% of the time, you're going to the Hall of Fame in baseball. So you have to have a Fido attitude, because if you go your first at bat and you strike out, which I've struck out a lot, and you're done mentally, that's not successful. Essentially, the team needs you in the seventh inning. They need you in the ninth inning crunch time. So you've got to have that mental toughness. And I just call it happy medium. Essentially, right now with the pandemic and just life is a four-letter word. We got the ups. And we got the downs on a Tuesday. You've got to keep that happy medium. And it starts right here in your mind. There's a quote that I love by Henry Ford. Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. So it's a choice. And I make an intentional choice to believe that I can and really look for the positives, even through the chaos, even through the storms and the turbulence. There's some positive going on. And either I'm winning or I'm learning, and I love to learn. I love to win, but I also learn when I win. But when things don't go my way, I'm learning. And essentially, I come back up to bat, and I'm better, and I'm stronger, and I'm ready. And I just encourage all your viewers, all your listeners, to make that choice.
Wow. So it's a decision.
That it is. We wake up every day, and I'll be honest with you, my life isn't all hunky-dory. It's not all rainbows and sunshines. My seven-year-old daughter would say unicorns. It's life. I'm going through some real stuff. But essentially, I make the choice every day that, hey, I'm going to do it with a smile, a Coke and a smile. I don't even drink soda. But essentially, we're going to have fun because I think the millennials call it YOLO. You only live once. Well, like I said before, we're on a yo-yo. One day we're up, another day we're down. It's like, uh-oh.
Man. So when did you begin to develop this attitude? When did you begin to develop this mindset? Because has Larry Long Jr. always been the optimistic, upbeat guy that's bringing the motivation, that's helping you get through the week?
Yeah, not always. So I remember at the age of six, we lived in six. I think I was in Nebraska, maybe Alabama. And I struggled with kind of confidence. So my mom every night we said our prayers, and then she used to make me stand up and say, I am somebody 10 times. And when you say that 10 times, 365 days, I'm not a math major, but that's a lot of times. You start to believe it. I think Kevin Hart says it best. Say it with your chest. You start to believe that you are somebody. And when you believe that you are somebody, now you start to spread it. And my father, he ran track at Maryland. My sister ran track at Maryland. I played baseball. I was the black sheep of the family, literally and figuratively playing baseball. It's like, yeah, you run after you hit the ball. We'll let it slide, little Larry. But my dad grew up in the projects of Baltimore City. Only one from his immediate family to graduate high school. Come on now. And to go on and get his college degree. And he shared it. He spoke it, but he also acted it. He said, hey, when you're blessed, it's your responsibility to bless someone else, to help them as well. And we've been blessed. And if you're watching this, I guarantee you, you're blessed. It's your responsibility to pass that positivity on to someone else. It's not just good for you to be shining, for you to be good. You got to reach back and pull someone else up and help them elevate their game. That's what this life is all about from my perspective.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about just how you with the baseball aspect, because I mean we've had some conversations offline, but what got you into baseball? You just said like you were the black sheep. That's not what the family was doing. What was it that interests you and that really just drove you to the sport? Talk about that.
I grew up at the track. I remember my dad was working out when I was younger, and I used to love playing in the sand, digging tunnels. But my parents said, we want you to be well-rounded. So I did judo, I did swimming. I said, oh, swimming, 8 o'clock in the morning, that water's cold. I said, I got that tight skin. I ain't no Michael Phelps. I said, I'm gonna tap out of swimming. I said, I wanna be home watching cartoons, eating my Fruit Loops with extra sugar on it. But hey, that's neither here nor there. Essentially, basketball, loved it. Baseball, loved it. Judo was okay, but that wasn't really my jam. I wanted to play football, and my mom said no. She said, oh, football, it'll crack your brain up. She said, look at your dad. He ain't right in the mind. I said, Mom, I'd be a beast on the football field. And she stuck by her wits and said, no football. And looking back at it, I'm thankful that my mom stuck to it, because I've got some friends that played football and they're all cracked up in the head, the knees, the back. So baseball was just my jam. It was just like, wow, I'm fitting to get loose out here. I had some pretty good skills, hand-eye coordination. I had a little bit of speed. I said, this is fun out here. There's a lot of it's bursts of action, and then there's some chill. And I said, shoot, I can get down with this. I can kind of twiddle my thumbs. And it's a thinking person's game, baseball and softball. You got to be thinking ahead. I think they say you got to be playing chess, not checkers. And I would even say you got to be playing poker. You got to be, when you're up there to bat, you got to be thinking, what is this pitcher about to do? And essentially, there's a guessing game. There's a cat and mouse. I absolutely love it. I played baseball in Maryland, went to minor league spring training with the Dodgers and the Red Sox 2001. They cut me. They said, hey, Larry, thank you for coming out. God bless you and good night. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. So I went back to work and essentially said, I got to close that chapter. But I opened up a baseball academy. That's what brought me to Raleigh, North Carolina. I said, if I can't play it, I would love to help youngsters learn so many life skills through the game. And it's crazy because now I have my old students hitting me up on LinkedIn. Coach Larry, I'll never forget. Head down, eye on the ball. hard line drives. And now they're taking those same concepts of writing out their goals, of being intentional with practice. I don't know if Allen Iverson is listening, but yes, we're talking about practice and taking that from the baseball diamond, the softball diamond, to the boardroom.
Wow. I had no idea you had a baseball academy.
Yes, sir. MVP Baseball Softball Academy. That was my baby before I had kids. And 10,000 square feet. Don't get me started now. I'm about to get hype up in here. Ooh, 6 batting cages inside, 6 batting tunnels. Had it turfed. Ooh, it was nice. 2 dirt pitching mounds indoors. A nice waiting room area with plexiglass for parents to see all the lessons going on. It was awesome, but we ran out of cash. And that was business 101. When you have more money going out the back door and you have coming in the front door, you're going to run out of cash. And I said, Mom, Dad, can you bail a brother out? And they did because they love me. But then they said, hey, you're not a big bank. You're not too big to fail. We love you so much. We're going to let you wrap that thing up. I said, oh, wow, y'all love me that much. I had the crying Jordan meme face going on live and in person. But it was a great learning experience. And I'm now at a point where I'm taking that learning, essentially having a business fail, and now I'm launching my own keynote speaking, sales coaching, motivation, inspiration business. And you better believe, I don't know if you watch the Shark Tank, I know my numbers, which I didn't know before. I'm not going to have to call my mom now and say, can you bail a brother out? Help your son out. I'm good in the hood.
Larry, talk about that, because I mean, just being in a space of having your own business, entrepreneurship, and even, you know, with just the wealth of knowledge and expertise you have around sales, talk about like knowing your numbers and talk about just ultimately performing in that space.
Oh, there's so many lessons that you take from team sports and individual sports that are parallel to entrepreneurship, to business, to sales. I would say you got to be prepared. And it's just like before you step on the field, on the court, on the pitch, on the diamond, you've practiced. You've role played. You've been through different scenarios. It's the same thing in the entrepreneurial space. You got to know your numbers. You got to know your playbook. And you got to be able to adjust and adapt. And I think the word of 2020 was pivot. You got to be able to pivot on the fly. It's the same thing in entrepreneurship. So I encourage all the student athletes right now, don't discount the learnings, dealing with difficult people, dealing with difficult coaches. I've been there before. You're going to deal with that in the working world, whether it's vendors, whether it's partners, just being able to work with people. Anything you do, you've got to work with people and working with the team. And when you have that internal drive, and you all know who I'm talking about, you've got teammates that just don't care. And if you don't care, you can't be on my team. I don't care how talented you are. Nope. Gotta, like Sweet Georgia Brown said, ain't nobody got time for that. You got to at least care, and you've got to work hard. Now, that's pretty much the will. You also got to have the skill, and skills can be learned. Essentially, Google is my best friend. You can find anything on Google, on YouTube. The resources are out there. But essentially, are you willing to put in the work to leverage and maximize those resources? That is the question. And only you can answer that question. I can tell you that for me, I know that there's people that are gunning. I know it's a competitive space. And I'm a competitor. I'm a little dude. I'm 5'9¾". I round up to 6 foot. I've been the underdog my whole life. My dad was 5'8". He rounded up to 6 foot. His nickname was Shorty Long, and he was a long jumper, triple jumper. Pretty much, how are you going to be a little man, long jumping and triple jumping? But he figured that thing out, and he had the heart of a lion. It's the same thing in the business world. I'm not saying you got to be a shark. I don't believe that. We can all work together, but you better have that internal fire. You better have that grit. You better have that, hey, I'm going to do what it takes to get to where I want to get to. And I had that. My parents bought a solo hitter. I'm sorry to go on, but they told me, you're going to practice. You're going to do your homework. You're going to practice your clarinet. And you're going to go down in the basement and take 100 swings every weekend. I don't care if your friends are at the ice skating rink every Friday. That's good. I don't care if they're at the mall. You told us that you wanted to start on varsity as a freshman. We're giving you the ingredients. We're giving you the game plan. You've got to execute. And essentially, I did. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think I started on varsity as a freshman? Shoot, you already know the answer to that. You think I started as a freshman at University of Maryland? You better believe it. Killing it in the ACC. Batted 319 in conference, 289 overall. But who's counting? Who knows their numbers? I'm not even good at math, but I knew my numbers after each and every at bat. Long division, I'm out there in the sand trying to figure out what's my batting average.
Oh, man. 100 swings?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what it takes. I mean, when it's one of those things, when you do that, you look at the pitcher and you've already got the pitcher beat, because I know that pitcher didn't work on their balance point 100 times. So if the pitcher beats me, which happens, I tip my cap and I say, you got lucky. It ain't going to happen again. And it's just having that edge. It's having that when you work hard, you can have that confidence and that courage. You can believe it in your mind because you've worked hard. And your whole being, it's not cocky. There's a difference between being cocky and confidence and being courageous. But when you work hard, there's just something about that shine, just the way that you your posture, just the way that you feel. It's like, yeah, I know I'm about to get loose because I've worked so daggone hard. Mm-hmm. Like McFadden and Whitehead said, ain't no stopping me now. Don't get me singing. I'm going to make some people cry. I thought I was an African-American idol, but I'm tone deaf, truth be told, so I will not sing.
Where did Larry get this gold mic from, man? Where did Larry get this gold mic from? Oh,
come on now. You know I came ready. I'm ready. You've got the longest LinkedIn that I've ever seen. I'm trying to keep up with you, Jonathan.
Man, no, Larry, don't start doing that now. Don't start that, because I've seen your LinkedIn live streams. Okay, I've seen your LinkedIn live streams where you come with the midweek, midday motivational. You come with the thunder, and I every time I tune in, I'm like, wow, Larry's so engaged with all of these people. I mean, I can't tell who's your best friend. I can't tell who's your cousin. I can't tell who's your uncle. Like, it's just a family reunion. And then you're just pumping it out, So, Larry, talk to me a little bit now, because I'm really intrigued now. So, what are you working with companies regarding? What are you working with organizations regarding? Because I know you're doing the keynote speaking. I know you're doing the professional development. So, talk about that. Like, what does that look like? What does it look like with Larry Long Jr.?
I'm trying to keep up with you. So I'll be honest, I'm starting off, but I'm working primarily with software sales organizations, but I just did an engagement with a nonprofit. Essentially, any organization that's looking for a jolt, looking for a boost in their sales, or even in their leadership, in their people, they want to invest in taking their people to that next level. And my wife, she hates when I say next level. She's like, that's so generic. Everyone says next level, but I'm going to say it because I mean it. And the analogy I use is Russell Westbrook. My man averaged a triple-double three seasons in a row. During the offseason, he's still working on his game. Now, he's not working on his defense. I mean, he was in Houston, but he was still working on his three-point. He was working on his J. I mean, working on his handles, assists. What are you doing to work on your game, whether it's on the field or, even more importantly, off the field? When I look at sales professionals, I look at what are you doing to grow your knowledge around the company, the mission, vision, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, the industry or industries you serve, the product, the tools and resources, both your network, which we know your network is your net worth, as well as the tech stack that you use. What solutions are you using? And then number five, your sales skills, your technical acumen. I don't even know how to spell it, but that's a good word, acumen right there. I like to throw that out there, make sure people keep them on their toes every now and again. But essentially, it's really my passion is to empower and really help take it to the next level. 1,020 individuals. I want to impact them positively in 2021. You might say 1,020. That's odd. You're right. I originally said 1,000, but you break that down every month. I think that's like 83.3, and I've yet to meet a 0.3 of a person. So I said, let's make it 85. That comes out to 1,020. So we're keeping score. We're on track. We're actually ahead of track. January, February, March. I'm very intentional. Martin Luther King Jr. has a quote that I love. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing to help others? Not what are you thinking? Not what are you writing? I mean, talk is cheap. What are you doing each and every day to help someone else out? I look at today. I had a call with the gentleman in Guatemala. Que pasa, loco? I'm helping him out to get his business where he wants to go. He's, can you pick my brain? Can I pick your brain? Yeah, pick away. I don't like people picking my brain, but I'll help a brother out. Central America, que pasa? So essentially, that's the mission that I'm on, is just helping as many people. And in today's day and age, there's so much negativity. You are what you eat. Essentially, that makes me a fried chicken, but essentially what you consume, if you consume the news, you're probably going to be in a bad mood. I know I'll be depressed for the next 5 days. It's like, no, I need to fill myself with positive, surround myself with positivity. And I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Don't struggle in silence. I know you're big on the mindset and the mental health. There's nothing wrong. And actually, you're being brave by saying, I need help. We've all been there before. I can't speak for everyone. I've been there before where I had to raise my hand and say, I need help right now because I'm struggling. Life is tough. It is a four-letter word. There's nothing wrong with saying, I need help, because there's people out there that care about you and that want to see you succeed. And I'm one of them. If there's ever anything I can do to help, Larry Long Jr., you can find me. I got the smile for a mile. You can't miss this mug.
Larry, I think that's really impactful. Just the aspect of a lot of people are struggling in silence. Yep. And this, I'm just connecting the two just based on what you shared. A lot of people are struggling in silence. But then in addition to that, there's a lot of people who may not be doing anything to impact others. So without an individual doing, then they're not equipping the person who might be struggling in silence. So I think that's prolific, man.
That's right. And it's amazing. I talk to a lot of sales professionals, entrepreneurs, startup founders, and a lot of folks are looking for the silver bullet. They want that magic pixie dust. We live in a microwave society where people want it quick. I mean, you got people taking steroids. Oh, I don't want to put in the work. I just want to get it fast. It's like, no. It takes time. It takes work. It takes effort. And essentially what I found is that magic dust, when you do unto others, when you give and you make deposits in the others' lives without expecting anything in return, it's just amazing how tenfold it comes back to you. I'm a living example. I'm exhibit A, that when you just give so many deposits, your relationship bank is overflowing. Now, let's keep it real. My financial bank, that's on E. We're struggling. But I sleep well at night because I know that my relationships are they're on point. And I'm about to ask for some withdrawals. And with my baseball academy, I went to the bank and they might as well just have snickered, just chuckled at me. They said, Mr. Long, you're trying to make a withdrawal? You ain't got no money. You haven't made enough deposits. I said, oh, I thought I was black magic. I was trying to make some money appear. They said, it doesn't work that way, but good luck.
I think that's one of the secrets to success. I believe that's truly one of the secrets to success is really giving and serving unto others. Because Larry, me just as well as I know for you, just around like you're talking about to make some withdrawals. I've been in the position to where I've given people so much. They've asked me, what can I do for you? How can I help you out? What do you have going on? Like, is there something I can buy, or who can I connect you with here or there or this and that? And I love being in a position, because I believe life happens in seasons. I love being in a position to be like, well, no, you know, I don't need anything right now. I'm good. I was just giving this to you. It's fine. But also knowing the fact that, you know, the ebbs and flows of life, that I can go back and I can see about doing that withdrawal. So, man, thank you for sharing that, though.
It's an amazing feeling. And I can just tell that your heart, and you can't fool people. I mean, people can smell BS from a mile away. So when you're genuine, when you're authentic and you care, it's just amazing. People really resonate with it. And I've been lucky. My midweek, midday motivational minute, it started off just recorded videos. And I was encouraged by one of my mentors, Morgan J. Ingram in Atlanta, brother out of Atlanta. He said, Larry, I see you writing short form content on LinkedIn. He said, you got to go to video. I said, nah, I got the face for radio. He said, don't be stirred. He said, my mentor told me if I don't do video, I'm being selfish. I said, uh-oh. Don't no one call me selfish and walk away with it. That was on a Friday. That next Wednesday, I went out in my backyard, essentially wrinkled shirt. It said, say yes to you. My wife said, aren't you going to iron that? I said, nah. She said, aren't you going to get some lights? I said, I'm rolling incognito. No lights will be able to see me. Just as long as I smile and keep my eyes open, can you see me now? But essentially, that was the start of it. And we're at episode 49, episode 50. We've done it 50 straight weeks. I missed 1 week for Father's Day. I chilled out with the fam. I said, ah, no midweek, midday motivational minute. But we've just been able to impact so many people and really create a community where they're now helping each other out. It's just a beautiful thing. So go out there, help someone else out without any expectation of return. I guarantee you, it'll be magical. Now, it might not be overnight, but you keep doing that, keep doing it, and it starts to build, and it starts to grow. And then all of a sudden, like my man JJ said, JJ Walker, dynamite!
Oh, man, that's it. That's it. That's it. You spot on. You spot on. Larry, we're going to get ready to wrap this thing up, but before I let you go, I have to run you through the two-minute drill. Okay. Ready. And the 2 minute drill is just, we're going to do a few rapid fire questions, a handful, and, you know, just going to open it up a little bit, have a little bit of fun. And then I'm gonna let you let people know where they can find you, how they can connect with you, how they can see about booking you. So are you ready?
I was born ready. Let's go. I'm just, don't throw me any curveballs. I can hit a fastball, curveball. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
All right. Here we go. Favorite food?
Fried chicken.
What's your go-to show of preference?
Oh, goodness. ESPN Sports Center.
Okay. Classic. Last book that you read?
Well, I'm still in the middle. Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. I got it right here. I've got a bad habit of starting books and then not finishing them. I've got a bunch of note cards inside of books. My wife said, are you ever going to finish those books? Eventually.
Fair enough. What's your go-to podcast?
Oh, goodness. Come on now. It's got to be Beyond the Ball. You can't get me with that. But outside of Beyond the Ball, it's got to be John Barrow's Make It Happen Mondays. It's sales related, but he's the godfather and the grandfather of sales.
Okay. And last but not least, what's one tip that you want to give to a student athlete?
Carpe diem. Seize the day. Right now, today. Seize it. And my question to you, Tony Robbins says, the most successful people ask the toughest questions. Therefore, they get the toughest answers. My question to you right now is, what are you doing to make the most out of the opportunity you have today? And if you need guidance with it, holla at your boy. I can certainly help you out.
That's good. And then the final question is, who would you like to see me bring on Beyond the Ball next?
Oh, goodness. This is an easy one. It's got to be my former colleague, Shaq Rashad. Played football at University of North Carolina, played a year with the Houston Texans. He's one of the most dynamic and just dynamite people. Oh, goodness. He played linebacker. I can just tell I wouldn't want to be on that field with him, because he's ferocious in the boardroom, but he does it with just such grace and just such care. Shaq Rashad, you got to have him on. He's just an amazing person.
Got you. Connected, Larry. And then last but not least, now, please, at this time, let the ballers know where they can find you, connect with you, and, you know, the best way to see about booking Mr. Larry Long Jr.
Oh, I appreciate it. The best way to find me, I got the Smile for a Mile LinkedIn. Just look up Larry Long Jr. You can see on the bottom, it's there. Please connect with me. Send me a message that you heard me on the podcast, and I would love to help you in any which way that I can. Please check out my online sales training course at www.thesalesallies.com. And you'll see that we're switching it up a little bit. You'll see what I mean when you look at the Sales Allies. We're giving a little bit of flavor to sales, if you know what I mean.
Fair enough. Well, Larry, I appreciate you taking the time, my good brother, to stop through, to share your story, to give us some inspiration and some practical and some tangible steps that we can take to, you know, utilize to further our success in all areas of our life. So I thank you for stopping by.
I appreciate you. Truly an honor and a privilege. Thank you, Jonathan.
My man, my man. All the ballers out there, I want to just encourage you all. I know you just heard this episode, so be sure. As you all know, we just wrapped up the episodes. We did the series on LinkedIn. Larry is the guy to connect with on LinkedIn. Me and him found each other on LinkedIn. We had a phenomenal conversation, and we've just been connected ever since. So once again, look him up, Larry Long Jr. on LinkedIn. And if you happen to connect with him on, you know, Instagram or Twitter or any of those other places, let him know you heard him here on Beyond the Ball, and because he really does have a servant leader's heart, but he also really has that motivational punch to get you through whatever you're going through. So ballers, thank you for taking the time to lock in. And remember, be sure to subscribe to wherever you stream your podcast, and also subscribe on YouTube to catch the exclusive clips and just all the exclusives, all things Beyond the Ball related. So my name is Jonathan Jones, and this is Beyond the Ball, where we help you succeed beyond your dreams.